Lovely welcome to the podcast series Transformation Has Never Been Easier, the real change for power women who want it all, love, life and success. So after this podcast, you will have a clear vision about the five things you need to do for your transformation. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Maybe you just see around you all the examples of successful power women, and since a long time you have the internal desire really to become also like them, so that you also have it all, you know, love, life and success. And you don't think about anything else anymore, non-stop. You search, you do, you consume freebies, your own websites, you're surfing around, getting information and more information, and you get, in fact, overwhelmed by too many information. But let me tell you something about this information, because the problem does not lay in the information itself, you know, because the contents, most of the time, they're very good. It lays, in fact, in the sorting of all these information. So when you, for example, get a freebie, which is for free, so do you now need to do it, or maybe in 2 weeks' time when you have done something else before? Well, what is what you have to do with this? And this is exactly the consequence, is that you don't get active, you know. You do and do and do, but in fact, you're not making the next important movement, the next important step right after that. That's the reason why you're a little bit stuck. It's the same, for example, when you, for example, go shopping and you stay there and there's a big shelf in front of you and you just would like to buy, some chewing gums. And instead of just having a variety of maybe 5 or 8 different types of chewing gums, you have an entire shelf of, and it really happened to me in the United States, and about 40 to, 60, 80 different kinds of chewing gums. And then instead of really buying one, because you don't know exactly which one is the best one or the healthy one, the one with the less sugar, you don't buy one piece. And then I turned around and left. And this is exactly, and please double check if this is also the case right now with you, but this is really a big problem. And I made this podcast really to help you that you don't make that you don't really have this problem, so now that you know exactly what 5 steps you need to do that you can really do your big change in life. And the great thing is, in fact, that these 5 steps, they're actually quite simple. So you don't be irritated about that they're little, you know, really, really easy to remember. And just once you hear it about it, that you will never forget them. It's not about the easy thing. It's really, you know, these ones that can help you really to change. So the important thing is that you get started. So don't stuck. So don't wait. Don't look around. So really make the next step. Okay. The first step is really understand that you are not 100% happy of where you are. You don't really have what you want in life. You don't have the right, you know, the love level you wanted to have, the life level, or even the success level you actually always had in mind. So you agree, in fact, that you want more. And here it's important that you are very honest to yourself. So in case you are not quite sure about what I'm here asking, and that you understand for yourself if you are happy or maybe happy or just a little bit, and how far, and this is too much or too less, I made a free freebie a self-questioner, or self-quiz, in fact, that you can get a clear picture about where you are right now in love, life, and success opportunities. So how close are you to be that power woman you always had in mind? So how close are you that you really can live your potentials? And you can go to my website, and there is a, you know, there is one website saying free Phoebe, and here you can download this, no problem, and just do this Phoebe for you. Then when you get the results of your done quiz, it's on you really to take the decision to really change it, and you change it now. So you make the deal with yourself that you really do not want to accept it. So now you made with yourself the deal that right now this is changing up to the rest of your life. But this decision, and really that you mean it honest, lays on you. You have to do that. Step number one, really understand that you're not really happy. And then you agree with yourself that you would like to change this. Okay. Step number two, you try to visualize you being already that power woman you always had in mind. And I want you to be there as clearly as you are or as you can be on the position you are right now, okay? So picture yourself, how do you feel when you have reached already this target? What do you do? Where are you? With what type of people do you work with or which surround you, you know? And I want you to see a clear picture in front of you. And the clearer, the better. And if you just have maybe one or two ideas, so don't worry, this is also okay for the starting point. So don't worry about it. But einfach try to visualize it for you. And when you have a clear picture in front of you, then I want you to identify the reasons why you want this transformation to happen in your life. So maybe you're one of these people or one of these women who say ganz clearly, I would like to make a top career. I would like to earn 5 times more money than I do at the moment. And then, of course, you write this down. You know, this is in fact then your motivation. Your motivation is then earning more money, being able to buy nicer luxury things, for example. Or maybe you're one of these women saying, oh, money is not the most important thing for me. For me, it's more important that I have more, a deeper relationship, you know, that I have really, maybe I'm finding really the real love in my life, that I get here really my deep life satisfaction, okay? Then this kind of motivation is a different one, but I'm straight with you. It doesn't matter if you are more, you know, business driven, money driven, or you are more like private driven and therefore, love driven. Let's put it like this. And this is very interesting because a real change, it doesn't matter whether you start on the right or the left side. Absolutely not. So this is very important to know and to understand for you as well. Because when you make a big step, a big, you know, change in one area, in the left area or the right, as in a big change in love, for example, this gets automatically transferred also to the other one. And, or for example, you make a big change in your business area, then this will also have very, very, very huge effect on your private life. And this is because of the real change. So that's a reason, in fact, why we called it the real change, okay? So maybe this is very difficult to understand for you at the moment, but when you have really walked through this entire program, you will very clearly understand what I really mean by this. So trust me on it. For the time being, I cannot explain it better, but really when you make one big step on the left side, it will automatically also be on the other area or the other side. So when you've written down your motivation, okay, then of course you check on it and you redo this exercise once in a while. So maybe every 3 to 4 months is recommendable. And why should you do that? So first of all, with this, you can see a little bit your progress. So how much, you know, this vision is kind of developing, and also for yourself, how closer you get, you know. And also the second thing is, that when you have the feeling, you know, you know, nothing is really happening, or you just actually, you know, you forget about it and you would like to stop really working on your changes, then it's a great remotivator, you know, to stay on track, to stay committed. And already on this one, we had a little podcast before. So when you're really, really interested about to re-listen to it again, then just go back to one of the former podcasts I made. All right. So also here, I made a little worksheet. So if you want to, and you're not quite sure about really to visualize your vision, then just go to our little worksheet here. And it's also on the website. And there's just some questions about it, which you can answer for yourself, that it's einfach helping you to visualize your vision. Okay, so step number 3. To identify it. Step number 3 is to identify your stress points, your blockers in your life right now. And here's important that you make a little list, or do you try to make a list, like bullet points, one after the other one, of all the points right now in your life which get on your nerves, which are not comfortable for you, which you're not happy with. And I want you really to not take it as an easy example. You just take it write down. No. So then I want you really to take it really serious, this exercise. And here is the motto, really, the longer the list is, the better. And really be honest. And it's also sometimes like this, you know, or let's make it like this. As I started with this years ago, and it was like this, you know, that someone showed me a little bit the steps, okay, but that person did not show me that, in fact, you have to make a list and you have to work really through this list. Because at that time, I was not participating in such a program, what we are doing right now in this podcast. And therefore, I found out later on that, in fact, that I have to make this list myself, and I really have to start working through one topic after the other one myself. So this is really very important. Identify right now all your stress points and write them all down. And as I did that, I'm straight ahead. Though I did already my big change, I still had a page of about 2.5 pages. All right. So my bullet point list was 2.5 pages long. And again, I repeat, the longer, the better, because it's when you work through all these topics, you know, they disappear forever. And that's the point. So why do we do this? Everything which is stressing you right now, everything, you know, which is really, you know, giving you a bad feeling, these things, they block you, they occupy you mentally, and they take and need a lot of energy. And this energy you don't have really for yourself, that you can really do your change, your big jump, your transformation. So I'm straight. It's really better to get rid of it. And when you do that, you feel also much lighter. You know, you are much more cleaned off in your head and you have much more energy left to do many other things. So this step 3 is very important. So again, I repeat, the longer the list is, and be very honest with yourself, the better it is. And maybe, you know, you have a, you know, like a word or like a person you're not really happy with. And maybe there are subcategories of this person. For example, I also wrote down my ex-fiancé, you know, I wrote down his name, and then I listed down there situations where I was not happy with. And each of these different situations, you know, this was an extra bullet point. So be very honest and write it down. And I'm straight, you know, I do this exercise up till today, every 3 months. And it's really a great thing to clear off your mind. It's a super great exercise. So what do we learn out of this? So when you focus only on your vision, this is good. But it does not eliminate the blockers, which hold you back and which slows you down. So focus on the stressing points in your life and really delete them, solve them, get rid of them. And I know this sounds now super complicated, super long lasting, and a lot work, but I can tell you it's not true. Okay, step number four. So when you understood you want much more in life and you pictured what you want, plus identified all the stressing, blocking and holding back elements in your life, then you should look really closely to get the right help and the right support of, for example, a coach which you trust and which you like. And here is important that you get really the right help of the right person. And already here we made a podcast here about it so that you can really judge which one is good one or not. It's the free first consulting call, of course, and. But in fact, it's also really, it's the chemistry and it's a feeling you have with this person. You know, do you trust her? Yes, no. You trust him? Yes, no. And after that, you know, you einfach need to jump. You know, you need to give it a try with that person. You have to be brave. Really, it's true. And when you then start working, really be keen on that the enabling tools and methods are also shown and trained to you. This is very important. Because like when you have a coach, you know, you go them to go, you go to that person and he's doing or she's doing with you some processes and you always need that person to redo this exercise, then I'm also not quite sure if that's really the best thing, you know. Really go back and listen to my podcast series here, which we already talked about, now which is the good coach to pick and to take, because it really gave you good indications for this. So really the enabling tools. So step number five. So when you found now your good coach, the one you trust, the one you really try to give in, and that person is then really showing you what you have to do, you do really the big jump, and that person is then also training you these enabling tools and methods, then it lays on you to implement these enabling tools, methods, strategies, and also theory blocks, you know, these mindset changes in your daily life. So it really lays on you, really integrate that in your life, that you stay committed and focused and you really use these tools in daily life. So when you, for example, have the feeling to give up, then you always think about the reasons why you wanted to have your big change to come. You know, you take out the picture, your vision picture, and also really to get back the motivation to stay really on track and really continue also doing these enabling methods and tools in your daily life. And trust me, it sounds like a lot of great and hard work and, but as I saw the great results which came into my life with these tools, with these methods, with the strategies, you know, which we now show you, then I couldn't stop anymore. In fact, doing them, using them in my daily life because they were so life-changing. I got really addicted to that or to them. And up till today, I use them very regularly and in fact, every day. So important is that you really start now and that you start really doing it. Be honest to yourself. Get rid of all the stressing topics for the time being. And really concentrate then on your vision. I understand that women, for example, they want to be, especially the power women, you know, they want to be very fast in their changes and they want it all right away, you know. I understand that. I also understand that these type of women, you know, they have a very long list and instead of really working through step by step and every little bullet points they were writing down, they want to overjump things, you know, and keep things very short. But there's one thing I do not really understand, and this is what I tell you. For example, there are also type of women, they identified and they also made a clear yes, a clear decision. I don't want to accept this in life. I want to have love, life and success. And they made a deal with themselves that this will never be like this again. And then they really start working on it. And they ask for help. They also have a good coach on their side, you know. And then you know, you make your progress already, and still there are some points where they really have difficulties to really walk up to the end of it. And that's very interesting, because they have difficulties that someone else is maybe leading them, that they can really walk their transformation. And that's really a pity. So when you think there are things to do later, I can tell you right now that right now, as long as you have not done the entire program, the real change from A to Z, that you are not right now in the position that you can decide how far you need to work through things and not. So that's a reason why you need a little bit guidance and a little bit help at the beginning. And that is the job of the coach, you know. So that you want, as when you want your big changes really to come, then it's really important that someone is really guiding you at the beginning, that you are that far, that you can do it really yourself. And that is really very important. If you don't do that, then maybe you stop before that, or you start to take over yourself because you know what you're doing and all these things. I understand, but then I have to be clear about the consequences, because the effect out of this is that everything what you were working on and all the steps and the progress and the changes you already made up to this point, they will stay a little bit, and after a while, they will disappear. Or they will get weaker and weaker and then disappear. So trust me, I've seen this really many times. So please be patient, take your time, and really be led through this process entirely. And I can really show you the door. And then when you see the door, you can walk through yourself and you never need any guidance again. But up to this point, you really need someone on your hand. So for your real change and for your transformation to happen. Okay, to sum this up, so what were we talking about a little bit today? So for your real change to happen, you need, in fact, two things. A, you need the reactivation of your mindset. So how can you use and how can you steer yourself? And B, what has to be added that you, for example, can become really the next big boss, or that you can become self-employed? And that is very interesting to see right now when you have a look at the advertisings which are floating around in social media. And I'm straight, you know, I also like, we also like used more and more, you know, the social media things, and also how to do the right marketing behind it, the digital marketing behind it, okay? And it's interesting because they always make advertising about B, you know, they always make advertising about what you need that you can do ABC. But there is no one, there is really no one showing you how to be the person you have to be that you can become really self-employed. There you need ABC then to know. But this is exactly the step one. This step one, or this step A, as I called it before, is most of the time really left out. So when you ask me and you want to make really career in your life, you really would like to make the big step forward, then you need both. You need the reactivation of your mind, also to become really the person that you can be, for example, self-employed. And then B, you can be taught about what you need to know that you can really make this step happen for you. So, all right. I hope this podcast series was very interesting for you as well. I hope you have some time now left. So go on my website under the free Phoebe section, get the self quiz and the questionnaire for your vision. And then I wish you a lot of fun with it and really try to take it serious and really use some time for doing it. It's a very important step to do. So in the time in between, if you have any further questions or you want me to talk about different topics which are also floating around or maybe in your mind, then please shoot me a message. I just pick that up and maybe also make a podcast series out of it. So thank you very much for listening. And I really want you to do your big change and your transformation in life according to your dreams. So hope this is helping you. Thank you very much for joining us also on this podcast series. So up to the next one where we talk about the real change diamonds. So with which you can really reactivate your inner resources. So thank you very much.